USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning of what she calls dire consequences if stalled talks on coronavirus relief drag into September. The House is scheduled to return for votes in mid-September, but Democratic leaders have told members they could be called back sooner if there is ever an agreement with the White House on a stimulus package. However, that's not seeming like it's happening anytime soon, and one of the sticking points is apparently the demand by Democrats for mail-in voting. President Trump saying on Fox Business this morning,
two of the items are the post office and the $3.5 billion for mail-in voting.
Weekly jobless claims last week are below a million for the first time since March when the pandemic began, at 963,000 Americans filing for first-time benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is calling vice presidential nominee or the presumptive nominee Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, a disaster. He said this morning during an interview on Fox Business Network.
Well, she's radical left. Now she tries to pretend she's not, but she's the most liberal person in the U.S. Senate. She's done things that are terrible in terms of the police, in terms of the Second Amendment, in terms of everything else.
Biden formally introduced Harris as his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware, yesterday. Facebook says it's pulled down more than 7 million misleading COVID-19 posts from the site and from Instagram in the year's second quarter. It's also slapped warnings, it says, on nearly 100 million more pieces of virus-related misinformation. Many posts included fake prevention measures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's in discussions with college athletes and officials about the fall season and what's going to happen given the pandemic. The president telling reporters yesterday he spoke with several football players and numerous coaches, and most of them say they want to play football. And Trump followed up by saying, let them play, claiming the players say they feel safer walking around the field than not. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have already said they're going to postpone fall sports. The Big 12 is reportedly planning to go forward with its football season. Today is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. It's the day on average that black women need to work to make what their white male counterparts did in 2018. Studies show that black women are paid 62 cents for every dollar that a white male makes, a number that hasn't changed in a quarter century, according to the National Women's Law Center. And a Tennessee woman has a new driver's license now after she got one recently that showed just an empty chair where the picture should be. Jay Dodd renewed her license online, but when the card arrived, she noticed it had a picture of a chair and instead of her face, so she contacted the DMV, which said the mistake resulted from the wrong picture being saved to her profile, so they've sent her a new license. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.